Community partners gathered on Wednesday, January 31, in the Oak Room at Ogeechee Technical College to hear updates on career, technical, and agricultural education, CTAE, and work-based learning in Bullock County Schools, BCS. According to the school system's website, Bullock County Schools provides career technical and agricultural education career pathway courses developed by the state of Georgia and the Educating Georgia's Future Workforce Initiative, which leverages partnerships with industry and higher education to ensure students have the skills they need to thrive in the future workforce. In addition to providing an opportunity for networking, the summit's goals were to update business, industry, and community partners about the continued progress that has been made toward accomplishing the goals of the Bullock County Career Workforce Development Plan and to celebrate successes within Bullock County Schools' career pathway programs. The summit began with a breakfast sponsored by Core Credit Union, which was prepared and served by a team of culinary arts students from Statesboro High School. OTC President Lori Durden provided the welcome following the meal. The breakfast team from the SHS Culinary Arts Department, LR, instructor Adam Anderson, students Alyssa, DeFola, Lauren, and Landon, instructor Callie Lauder, CTAE and work-based learning are such an integral part of education here in Bullock County, Durden said, noting that these opportunities provide vital exposure for our students, allowing them to become more well-rounded in life skills and problem-solving. Bethany Gilliam, CTAE Director for BCS, then introduced work-based learning coordinators Kristen Rogers, Statesboro High, and Renee Rogers, Southeast Bullock, who recognized students and educators from our district for recent awards and certifications. See recipients and photos at the end of the article. Reviewing goals and celebrating CTAE wins. Development Authority of Bullock County Vice President Rachel Barnwell gave an update on Bullock's Career Workforce Development Plan, highlighting not only the goals of the plan but also the successes so far. "We have so much to be proud of, and it's important to take a moment to celebrate the wins," Barnwell said. Barnwell presenting the goals and successes of the plan. The goals of the plan are as follows. Sustain a collaborative for developing and monitoring continuous improvement of ongoing community-wide career and workforce development strategies. Implement an exemplary district-wide program for employability skills training, rigorous coursework, and authentic experiences for all CTAE students. Prepare all students enrolled in Bullock County Schools to be career and workforce ready through enrollment, enlistment, or employment opportunities. Barnwell acknowledged Goal 1 of the plan as the most accomplished to date, noting that in addition to holding the summit and an upcoming internal retreat, Bullock County is working with Hanover Research to do a formal evaluation of the CTAE program and workforce development plan. While Goal 2 is identified as an area for growth, Barnwell outlined successes in the expansion of pathways at all our high schools. BCS has added graphic design, forest mechanical systems, and workforce ready at Statesboro High School and teaching as a profession at Portal Middle High School. The system has also expanded business accounting at Southeast Bullock High School and work-based learning at Statesboro High School and Southeast Bullock High School and added clinicals for third-year allied health pathway students. In exciting news, the school system will be adding heavy equipment operations at Southeast Bullock High School in FY25. SHS construction students have fun while developing their carpentry skills in a recent squirrel picnic table lab. SHS Construction Barnwell also noted that the county continues to have strong dual enrollment numbers and continued growth in career technical student organizations, as evidenced by the presentations made earlier in the summit. Goal 3 is well on its way, too, as Bullock County has seen massive growth in work-based learning since FY21. In FY24, Bullock County Schools had 293 students with at least one block of work-based learning, up from just 180 students in 21. The school system continues to host discovery events for students, including the College and Career Expo for 9th graders, the Business and Industry Showcase for 10th graders, and Manufacturing Day for 11th graders. BCS has also launched CareerReadyBullock.org, welcoming nearly 2,400 unique website visitors since its debut. Check out additional CTAE WBL data on the website here. The Career Ready Bullock website. College and Career Academy updates. Following the update on the plan's goals, Teresa Phillips, Assistant Superintendent of School Improvement, and Bethany Gilliam provided information on BCS's College and Career Academy. The school system has a plan to focus different pathways at each of our three high schools, allowing BCS to maximize resources and diversify offerings. We are blessed and fortunate to be able to offer such diverse opportunities for our students, Philip said, noting that Bullock County aims to provide unique pathways like heavy equipment, logistics, non-invasive healthcare technology, sports medicine, electric vehicles, public administration, cosmetology, and networking to better prepare its students. Southeast Bullock students learn about PPE in their health occupations introduction class. SEB Gilliam explained that going forward in the system's long-term plan, some pathways will be available at all high schools, while others will only be at one school. However, all pathways are available to all students, as transportation will be provided between schools for those students interested in a pathway not housed at their home campus. Gilliam said the plan offers lots of flexibility and opportunities for students to earn college credits. The school system is committed to providing a variety of pathways to match not only the interests and aptitudes of its students but also our local workforce needs. When the long-term plan is fully implemented, Bullock County Schools will offer an impressive total of 35 pathways for its students across three high schools. We want our students to have options, whether it's the military, college, or a career, Gilliam said. That's our goal with this program. A current list of career clusters and pathways can be found here. Phillips, L., and Gilliam, R., presenting innovative, persistent and flexible BC Superintendent Charles Wilson closed the summit by sharing that someone recently made a comment to him that Bullock County is the leader in the workforce development collaboration. It's just what we do, Wilson said. It's what we've been doing and what we'll continue to do because we knew it was right for Bullock County. Wilson also noted that because of how rapidly the world and workforce change, Bullock County Schools has to remain innovative, persistent, and flexible in its CTAE efforts. In Bullock County Schools, we prepare students to be productive members of society, but we also help them find what they love to do and do well, he said. Visit careerreadybullock.org to learn more. Students and educators recognized Southeast Bullock High School Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America, FCCLA, 2023 State Leadership Conference Advisor. Charity Masters Addie Sherrod, second place Teach and Train Reagan Paget, National Qualifier FCCLA Chapter Website Caleb Hernandez, National Qualifier Digital Stories for Change Charity Masters, Master Advisor, 2023 National Leadership Conference, LR. Addie Sherrod, Caleb Hernandez, Reagan Paget, Charity Masters, Haley Green, BCS Brent Osborne, Future Business Leaders of America, FBLA, Region 4 Advisor of the Year Bethany Gilliam and Brent Osborne Anna Wellman, Work-Based Learning Southeast Region Student of the Year Anna Wellman and Renee Rogers, Haley Green, BCS Statesboro High School Josh Hall, SHS Construction Program, Construction Ready Industry Certification Bethany Gilliam and Josh Hall. Haley Green, BCS Skills USA Georgia 2023, State and National Leadership Conferences Advisors, Josh Hall and Glenn Bailey Evan Smith, Nathan Wallace, Patrick Mock, Perry Hadaway, First Place Teamworks, State, Nicholas Cortez, Second Place Related Technical Math, National, Glenn Bailey, Nicholas Cortez, Josh Hall. Haley Green, BCS Future Business Leaders of America 2023 State Leadership Conference Advisor, Melissa Anderson Carson Smith, National Qualifier in Political Science Melissa Anderson and Carson Smith. Haley Green, BCS Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America 2023 State and National Leadership Conferences Advisors, Rosanna Ward and Jackie Merrill Mincy Akins, First Place Early Childhood Education, State, Kyla Bell, First Place Focus on Children, State, Annalie Marsh and Kate Yon, First Place Event Management, State, Kaiden Miller, Second Place Leadership, State, Kaylin McNeil, First Place Chapter in Review Portfolio, National, LR, Jackie Merrill, Kaylin McNeil, Kate Yon, Annalie Marsh, Rosanna Ward. Haley Green, BCS.